Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right now, it's Operation Dragon Eye. What is it, Bob? What is it? Dozens of children were rescued in a blow to child sex trafficking operations right here in Florida. Dubbed Operation Dragon Eye, the initiative was spearheaded by the U.S. Marshal's Office for the Central District of Florida and supported by the state attorney, James Uffmeyer. And an effort involved 20 agencies working in tandem to locate 60 critically missing children and apprehend suspects tied to trafficking, drugs, and child endangerment. The real heroes behind the operation are the law enforcement who built and executed this mission. Uffmeyer gave him full credit. He says he's your attorney general and a father of three young kids. Protecting children is my top priority. If you victimize a child, you're going to prison. End of story. Operation Dragon Eye resulted in 8 arrests. Additional human trafficking investigations will obviously continue. And authorities said the recovered children ranged in age from 9 to 17, and many of them were missing and at risk of being exploited. The U.S. Marshal Service defines critically missing children as those that are at risk of crimes of violence or those with other elevated risk factors such as substance abuse, sexual exploitation, crime exposure, or domestic violence. The operation uncovered some gut-wrenching realities of sex trafficking, including several young girls who were pregnant, one of them carrying the child of her trafficker. Awful. Officials stressed that the operation didn't end with their rescue, but each child received immediate medical evaluations and psychological support. Long-term care protocols are set in motion. And the unique part of the operation was the fact that underage critically missing children were not only recovered, but were debriefed and provided with physical and psychological care. And, yeah, they're going to need that. FDLE also played a central role in the operation. Commissioner Mark Glass assured parents of missing children that the department will never stop searching. 60 kids saved. That number sends a message that Florida will never be a safe place for traffickers. At FDLE, we'll continue to fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. And to any families still missing their child, we will never stop searching until we make sure they are brought home safely. Wow. So, good work. Great work. And unfortunately, we know that work continues. 8 individuals arrested. They face a variety of charges: human trafficking, child endangerment, drug possession, drug trafficking. The Office of Statewide Prosecution handling the criminal cases. State attorneys in the 6th and 13th Judicial Circuits. Sex trafficking continues to pose a persistent threat in Florida, with a state among the top 3 in the nation for reported human trafficking cases, alongside California and Texas. In 2024 alone, according to the agency, Florida received over 1,830 signals, which led to the identification of 1,874 victims. And Florida DCF found that many victims are minors between the ages of 11 and 17, often lured through manipulation or online platforms. Now, Florida leaders have stepped up. The governor recently allocated $4.9 million to expand emergency shelter beds and staff support for trafficking victims, while an additional $900,000 in grant funding was provided to the FDLE. Yeah, it's an ongoing battle. It's a tough one. And the kids are. They're being manipulated into this in many, many cases. So you can never have too many conversations with your kids. Quite frankly, we had monitoring type software. So We might not have known everything our kids were up to, but we had a pretty good idea. And they never knew it. And for the most part, never needed to use the information, except for maybe one time. And that turned out to be a very smart move on our part. So if you think your kids are, they should get their, their own private lives, no. They're minors. They're kids. And there are people out there. They're hunters. Look at it. Look at them as hunters. They call them predators for a reason. Yeah, they're preying on your children. But we've got a strong governor here. We've got folks that are working hard. And I know from Pam Bondi all the way down, the federal government, they're working hard. But it's another one of those things where you could dedicate more and more people, more and more time, more and more hours, and it'll still, unfortunately, never be enough. I don't know. There's no easy answers on that. No easy answers. But as parents, everybody's got to step up and even, look out not only for your own kids, but for others if you can. If you see something, say something, I guess, really is the bottom line.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.